You're making food that doesn't help, it actually hurts us. That food is killing us, but it makes money. You know what I mean? That television show is hurting us, but it makes money. This music is killing us, it's rotting us, but it makes money. That's the system we live in. That goes for any industry you can look at and go, that's not helping the world, but it's making money.
Entertainers blinded by paper, they're no-brainers. They can give a damn about the youth, long as they cake it greater. I'm guilty of the same, trust me, I never been a hater. But let me show you how Lee J Music's a picture painter. A little guy past the age of 5, close to 12, started sniffing out YouTube, plotting what he was finna smell. He first went to rap, they came across a trap, and the rapper had the strap and showed you how to handle that. This music vid just abused the kid, ain't brainwashed his innocence, now ain't contemplating about bricks in. What I'm about to tell you is about to be some real sick shit, so please brace yourself, cause no really, this kid was tripping. When he pondered about the strap he seen, knew his unk owned the gun, began to plot on his steep. He got tired of watching tunes, decided to be a goon. Went to his uncle's room, it was sitting next to the broom. He snatched it, took it right to his stashes. Thoughts kept flashing and time kept passing. As he lay on his bed, shit flowing in out his head. Because of love of the bread, he started thinking and said, they getting money from banging the shit I'm slanging. I want a lot of bread so I can have chain swinging. That would be the life, my nigga, I'm just saying. After seeing that video, I'm just trying to relate it. That's what he planned to say, that anyone that said some shit, only one gon' know is his homie, the one he kickin' with. Started thinking of some plans, knew it had to be legit. He got excited thinking, and it made the time pass quick. So he called some Z's, went to school in the AM. Strap all in his bag, man, it's the wrong day to play him. I'm trying to keep it simple, so I'm just using the basics. If you ask me if I'm lying, I just say this. Instead of getting good grades, he wanted gang shit. Elementary kid with a gun and trying to spray it. He reproached his boy like, nigga, what's up? I gotta show you something, can you promise you won't say nothing? He replied like, come on man, that question was really dumb. But he had no idea he was finna show him a gun. Hallway got quiet, eventually didn't hear a sound, but they waited for it to clear right as it was slowing down. Cause he knew what he had could put folks in the ground. He went up to his locker, opened it and kneeled down. His locker half cracked, he told him them boys be hawking. His friend inspected weed like Clover's a little Boston. But next thing you know, he pulled out that Kenny Lofton. Now listeners like, what you talking about? I think you lost me. The big hitter in the field, he didn't think that it was real. He told him, yes it is, hold it, it's real still. Fed his plan to his homie, he said that he was with it. This plan was shit, but some trouble could put them boys in prison. Lil homie had it mapped out, and he was really tripping. If you heard this, you would question, is lil dude sipping? He told his homie, we can get what we need. Niggas don't give us what we want, we can't just pull out this heat. They would cough it up right away, and that's how it's gon' be. But what about the cops? Nah, we gon' do this low-key. He told his friend, meet me by the alley. I'ma show you how to use a gun, I'ma get you capping. His friend agreed to meet, even though it was a bad thing. He knew that holding on the gun would kinda make him happy. So they met up and he told him this grown man business. His homie questioned it and said, I ain't doing no killing. He said, yes you is, he told him, no, stop acting silly. He started to spaz and screamed, I bet you do this with me. As he said it, he waved a pistol, his boy tried to leave. Now I bet I got you jumping all inside your seat. Now it's clear that his homie not with it no more. But he don't care, he grabbed his arm and said, bet you don't go. He pulled away. Next thing you know, they wrestled to the floor. He grabbed a pole, aimed at his head, and made that bitch blow. He got misled by the drill shit and gangs. Shot his best friend in his face, now the cops on their way.